what we need to learn.
We're back. We're back, thank God. We went through vacation, we went through trips and whatnot, and now we are back. And I'm very happy that there was one thing that both where I was last Shabbos and Israel were united on, and that is that we couldn't say Kiddush Levana a week ago. It was, thank God, cloudy and rainy in Israel, and I had to say the same thing about where I was for Shabbos last week in Chutz Laaretz. So I'm happy that last night we were united in saying Kiddush Levana, because I was worried about it all week.
Where were you?
I was in Canada. So the question is, why was I worried about it? Kiddush Levana, if you put it on a ladder of all the mitzvot we do, I don't know if it's high up there. I don't recall when I was in elementary school or high school, there was a shiur on Kiddush Levana, on this mitzvah. Did you have a shiur like this? I don't know. I don't remember ever being taught the halachas of Kiddush Levana. I remember seeing it. I remember doing it. Thank God I continue to do it to this very day. I can tell you that it's not an easy ritual to do, and I'll explain that in a moment. But the truth is, it hasn't been something that's been on the top of the ladder of the educational process or the educational curriculum of the Jewish people. Yeah.
When I was about Tshuva, I met a right-wing conservative Jew, and I asked him, what do you not do that all the Jews do? And he says, well, I don't do Kiddush Levana.
Oh, interesting.
And I didn't know what that was.
That's interesting. He doesn't do Kiddush Levana.
That was the way he defined the difference between him and all the Jews.
Well, this is in Baltimore, so it's white Kiddush as opposed to...
Gentlemen, the ritual of Kiddush Levana is very problematic because it looks like we're worshipping the moon. Not only that, but Mele... Not only are we not, but I'll explain in a moment that halachically you're supposed to look at the moon and not look at it again. You're not supposed to say Kiddush Levana to the moon. You're supposed to face the same place you face for Shmoneh Esrei, for the Amidah. And that's a mistake many people do in order, and that halacha is there in order to prevent people from thinking that we're worshipping the moon. Having said that, when you're a bystander and you see a bunch of Jews, especially in Chutz Laaretz, doing Kiddush Levana, then first of all, it looks strange. They're davening outside, that looks strange. Secondly, it's even stranger because it seems like they're worshipping the moon,
it's
even though, as we said, halachically, you're not supposed to.
At least you can't do it in the
rain. Beginning of the month, it's in the same direction.
Not always. Depends who you're facing.
If you're doing it,
yeah, you know, it can be a little
this
way.
Not
always the same day, but...
Well,
it depends when you do it. It depends. Like, if the first Motzei Shabbos is going to be... Saturday night is going to be Zayin, as opposed to Chet or Tet or Yud. It depends where you're facing. It's a very problematic ritual. So what's the story with it? In other words, why do we do it? We have enough about Rosh Chodesh. We spoke about that in this call many times. We make a big deal about the beginning of the month. So why do we have to add this in? It's problematic. It looks bad. It's not necessarily something that's on the high up there on the ladder of the curriculum of the Jewish people.
More importantly, maybe, which question in it, when does this originate?
Good question.
And where?
Good question.
1500?
Good question. I'm not going to answer that today because that takes a long time to get into. But the truth is, truth is I believe that if there's anything that we're going to put into the book of the secret of the survival of the Jewish people, if you ever write a book like that, we're going to have to put in a few things. And we've spoken about that around this table a few times. And we spoke about twilight and other things. But one of them is the moon. And I'll explain why. The moon never stays the same. The sun comes up and goes down. That's why in the book of Kohelet, that Shlomo HaMelech wrote and that we read on Sukkot, he constantly says, "Ein kol chadash tachat haShemesh." There's nothing new under the sun. Because indeed the sun is static. It goes up, it goes down. Every day, and it makes no difference. It's the same size. It is the most predictable aspect of nature. Might be a cloudy day, but the sun's up. Might be a sunny day, and you feel it. But it's always there. Not so with the moon. What happens with the moon?
Shakespeare says that. You
it's also
Romeo.
Always there.
It's always there.
In Romeo and Juliet,
let's talk about this.
Don't swear by the inconstant moon.
Very nice. Good quote. I didn't know that quote.
That's from
don't swear by the inconstant moon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, listen. The moon is always there, but it gets bigger and it gets smaller. It gets bigger and it gets smaller. Every single month, it never stays the same. Is there anything that signifies the Jewish people more than the moon? We've never stayed the same like the sun. Let's face it. We've always gone ahead and got bigger or smaller. Either we were on top of the ladder, or lo aleinu, we were mamish in the mud. You can go through history, any point of history, take, I don't know, a window of 500 years, anywhere in history, and you will see the moon and the Jewish people doing exactly the same thing. Bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller. We just celebrated Hanukkah. So, big victory. We were small, we got big. We're now, again, the leaders of the Jewish people in Israel, on holy soil. How long did that last for? The Rambam says in Hilchos Hanukkah, over 200 years. So to this day we celebrate Hanukkah because they had jurisdiction, they had sovereignty over Israel for about 200 years. You take any window of time in Jewish history, you will see them. So that should give us, not, God forbid, a sense of depression, but a sense of encouragement. Because despite the fact that the moon gets bigger and smaller, it's always there. And therefore, what's the bracha of Kiddush Levana? All the psukim we say and everything else bring this out. But what's the bracha? If you just say the bracha, you mekayim the mitzvah. What's the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem mechadesh chodashim. Blessed be you, God, who makes the months new. God, we believe that just like the moon can get bigger, the Jewish people will get bigger again. Just like the moon may get smaller, we believe that you will renew it, just like you renew us. And ultimately, the story of the Jewish people is like the story of the moon. So how do we end Kiddush Levana? Do you remember? We say all those psukim and whatnot, and finally we say the following words. Do you remember the words? You hear it from the Fanecha Hashem Elohai Avotai, Limalot Pegimat Halevana Shelo Yeh Ba Shum Miyut. God, we want you to fill in the moon so nothing will be missing from it. V'yeh Or Halevana Ke'or HaChama. And the moon's light will be like the sun's light. Namely, just like we say to the moon, we say to God, let the Jewish people always be big. This big and small shouldn't happen anymore. Ultimately, if you ask me, what should be on the curriculum of the elementary schools and high schools, you have to teach this lesson. It's not always going to be hunky-dory. It's not always going to be daisies and roses. But the Jewish people have always been around, and they're still here to tell about all the tragedies that happened. If there's one promise that we can say definitely was fulfilled, it's the promise that the Jewish people won't be eradicated. We say this before the Haftorah, if you notice, because we're reading the Nevuot, we're reading the prophecy, so it's important to buttress this point. Ki v'shem kodshecha nishbata lo, continue. Yechbe neiro le'olam vaed. What does that mean? In your holy name, you swore that?
You won't extinguish the fire.
You won't extinguish the fire of the Jewish people forever. Baruch atah Hashem. Anyone? No. Magen David. You defend David. You defend the Jewish people. Just like the moon, we've always been around. We want the moon to be big again, but until that happens, we take encouragement. We get big, we get small. We'll always still be here to talk about it. You had something to mention.
Something that you alluded to, you say it's always there. Not only is it always there, it's actually physically always the same stars.
Correct.
It's just what we happen to see has been reflected on by the sun. So I would say that you could draw that into this illusion by saying
absolutely
there's a potential that's always there.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
That's right.
But the amount that's uncovered at any given time.
That's right.
I was going to say that, but I knew
absolutely.
Why we don't see
we have and this is something I like your point, and I just want to strengthen it. We have an illusion that the Jewish people are small, mm-hmm. and degenerated, and degraded. It's not necessarily so. It's our perception of it.
Right.
Very good point. Yeah.
Why when we don't see it? Obviously, it's there, but we don't say Kiddush Levana.
So when do we say Kiddush Levana? Interestingly,
we start
from the first of the month, The mitzvah's there. You can only say it 3 days after the molad, minimally. Ashkenazim, Sfardim have a different minhag on this. The Sfardim only do in the 7th of the month. Ashkenazim from 3 days after the molad. Cutoff point is the 15th. Machlokis, if it's the 15th included or not included. Bottom line is, when do we say Kiddush Levana?
When it's getting bigger.
When it's getting bigger. Why not when it's getting smaller? It's like, you'd say to yourself, if the moon is so important to us, then let's save it when it's getting small, when no one's even thinking about it, it's getting smaller, forget about it. We should remember it. The Jewish people will go against nature. We always do things against everyone else. We don't do anything with the flow. Answer. That wouldn't give us the encouragement. We need to look at the moon when it's getting bigger, and bigger, and bigger. And that gives the Jewish people encouragement to go further. And this is an important lesson, not just for the historic perspective of the Jewish person, but for you guys, for the individuals, for me. We have days that have ups and downs. We have times when we're on top of the world and yet on the bottom of the world. And the same day it could be like that. You can wake up in the morning and you say, great, I made a great deal. And by the afternoon, that deal's down the drain. You have tzaras with your kids this afternoon, with your wife, you get into a big fight. In the same day, in the very same day, you made a good investment. We have ups and downs all the time. But we're always there. The commitment should be there.
Usually those don't go in opposite directions.
Oh, they absolutely do. They absolutely do. And therefore, I believe that Kiddush Levana is extremely important, not just historically for the Jewish people to survive, but also personally, individually for us. We get bigger, we get smaller, we're always there. We're always alive. At the end of the day, with all the tzaras, we're still standing. And this maybe we'll explain, we'll end with this, why in this week's Parsha, Parshat Shmot, when God reveals himself to Moshe and says, I want you to save the Jewish people, what's the means that God uses to speak to Moshe? It's not yet direct speech like it will be later, panim el panim.
He's speaking the bush.
The bush. What's happening with the bush?
It appears to be burning.
And yet the firewood looks like you just put it in. Right, it doesn't look burnt, it doesn't look black. It's not being consumed. It's like the fire goes and like nothing's fueling it. And yet, what the fuel is staying there and it's at the same level. It's like a diesel car. As much as you go on it, the gas gauge doesn't go down. That is the symbol of the Jewish people. Moshe, you know, the Jewish people are now mamish in the mud. They're in slavery. There's nothing worse than this. You know all the midrashim, they're not having kids, and you know everything in the pshat, they're killing all the kids. It's not easy. As a matter of fact, it's the most difficult situation we had in the history of the Jewish people till that time. How does God reveal himself to Moshe? Moshe, go save the Jewish people. Moshe probably looked at him and said, yeah, sure. And he did, by the way. But what was the means? It looks like we're burning. Looks like we're small. Looks like we're being eradicated. We're still there. Just like that piece of wood you threw into that fire is not being consumed. That's Kiddush Levana. That's the Sneh. And that's the symbol of the Jewish people throughout history. We are still here today in 2010, at the end of 2010, to speak about the Crusades, the Khmelnytsky massacres, God forbid, the Holocaust, wars in Israel, terrorist attacks. But we're still here to talk about it. Have you ever met a Yavusi? Ancient Roman? Have you met a Babylonian? I mean, these people were on top of the world once upon a time. There must be a junkyard somewhere where they're all buried because we haven't met them in years. But we're still here to talk about it, despite it all. The moon gets bigger and smaller, but we're still here. And we pray to God, Mechadesh Chodashim, make it new. We want to be big again, and we want to stay big. But one thing gives us encouragement. We can get big and small. We're always around.
Yeah.